Victoria, when British Columbia's legislature opens for the first time in 9 months tomorrow, the driving force behind the province's politics and the government's upended agenda will be thousands of kilometers away. New Lieutenant Gov. Wendy Cochia will deliver a throne speech outlining the NDP government's goals, opening the legislative session against the backdrop of economic uncertainty and the looming threat of whopping tariffs from U.S. President Donald Trump. Already, at least one flagship promise is out the window, with last week's cancellation of the government's $1,000 grocery rebate by Finance Minister Brenda Bailey, who said the government would also have to revisit its election vow for a middle-income tax cut in future budgets. BC was facing an unpredictable future, she said on Thursday. Opposition leader John Rusted said the government should have been on this problem shortly after Trump won the U.S. election. Should we have had that honor of forming government, I would have been in Washington back in November, Rusted said. You have to understand how Trump negotiates. This is how he negotiates, right, with a lot of bluster and threats, he said. But Bailey said last week that the impact of Trump's threatened tariffs were impossible to predict, with BC's budget scheduled for release on March 4, the very day that a pause on Trump's threatened tariffs on Canadian exports expires. At a time when Canadians across the country are pulling together, our number one priority is to be ready to defend the people of BC no matter what comes next, Bailey said. Bailey said that part of the government's response to the tariff threats will be to protect current resources, making sure that provincial investments are working as intended for the people of BC. For the budget next month, it's impossible to predict what the tariffs may be, let alone their impacts. That makes it very challenging to know what we need to have at the ready to deliver targeted help for impacted businesses, people, workers to get through what could be an incredibly difficult time. Premier David Eby was in Washington, D.C., last week along with Canada's other premiers and met with top White House officials. He told media afterwards that he believed there are ways the two countries can work together on Trump's demands to increase prosperity on both sides of the border. But what's on offer right now, unfortunately, is continued threats of tariffs, uncertainty. It's not clear what the objectives are, and in that atmosphere, British Columbia only has one choice, which is to look to other customers, and that's what we're going to do. House Leader Mike Farnworth told reporters last week the tariff threats are the number one priority facing the government, which clung to power with a one-seat majority in the fall election. The NDP holds 47 seats and faces a large opposition party for the next 4 years, with the Conservative Party of BC holding 44 seats. The BC Green Party holds 2 seats and agreed to support the NDP's on confidence votes. Rusted said he expects this legislative session to be a rather raucous time. We have a lot of new MLAs and they are going to be eager to hold the government to account, he said. Key issues will be fentanyl, the borders, and what's going on with Trump, Rusted said. He wants the borders protected. He wants to stop the flow of fentanyl. And guess what? That's what I want too. Mike DeYoung, who was an MLA representing the BC Liberal Party, then BC United between 1994 to 2024, said that while the province has lived through other crises, this one is different. There is a level and type of uncertainty out there that is very concerning and will impact potentially Canada, but we do need to put that in perspective when we talk about uncertainty, DeYoung said, referencing the 2001 attack of the World Trade Center in New York, the global financial crisis and the pandemic. A key difference is that BC is economically weaker now with a record deficit, said DeYoung, who's currently seeking nomination for the Federal Conservative Party. A big difference is, and this is true provincially and federally, the government's ability to step in and address that uncertainty, perhaps provide fiscal supports, is very, very much diminished and compromised, DeYoung said. As much as I deplore and find insulting and unacceptable the tactics and language of President Trump, the fact that we are in such a weakened position today to respond is the fault of governments in Canada. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 17, 2025. Marcy Nicholson, The Canadian Press.